Picture this. You've achieved your dream job, earned the accolades, climbed the ladder, yet something feels hollow inside. This was Chris Deaver's reality at Disney before his transformative journey. For generations, we've celebrated the mythology of the lone genius who powers through obstacles by sheer force of will. But what if this narrative is fundamentally flawed? What if the path to innovation and fulfillment isn't through individual brilliance, but through the messy, beautiful process of co-creation? Brave Together challenges our deeply ingrained notions of success at a critical moment when workplace disengagement has reached epidemic proportions and traditional leadership models are failing. The future isn't self-made, it's shared. When Deaver witnessed Apple's evolution from Steve Jobs' Think Different to Tim Cook's Different Together approach, he recognized a profound shift prioritizing collaborative innovation that was happening across industries. The most successful companies weren't built on individual genius, but on environments where diverse minds could build together. Most of us are trapped in status quo thinking without realizing it. The traditional work system operates like a chip in our brains, stifling creativity through monitoring and enforcing compliance, explaining why 70% of workers were disengaged even before the pandemic. Fear keeps this broken system running. Fear of rejection, judgment, failure, and change. Being brave alone puts a target on your back, while addiction to boldness leads to burnout. Social media becomes a poor substitute for connection as we present curated rather than authentic selves. Breaking free requires taking the mirror test, a co-creative pattern that helps distinguish between reality and ideals. Consider Mohamed Anwar, whose company Softway collapsed after massive layoffs left only two trusting employees. His transformation began at a football game where he witnessed a coach attribute their comeback victory to the love players had for each other. This revelation transformed Mohamed's leadership. He took responsibility, sought forgiveness, rebuilt relationships, and eventually co-authored Love as a Business Strategy. We're witnessing the third major transformation in human work. The Industrial Age, 18th, early 1900s, brought production lines and standardized work weeks. The Information Age, mid-20th century, early 2000s, created knowledge workers, but also workplace silos. Now we're entering the Contextual Age, marked by deep connections and principle-based operations, requiring creative work beyond AI's capabilities and shifting from hierarchies to collaboration. While companies traditionally value expertise, perhaps the most powerful leadership tool is asking the right questions. Steve Jobs demonstrated this at age 12 when he called Bill Hewitt for parts and secured a summer job. Pixar's Ed Catmull transformed his leadership after learning to ask questions rather than provide all answers. Most of us were trained to talk, not listen, yet true listening requires openness to changing your mind. Golden questions like, what remains unfulfilled in your life? And what excites you most right now? Deepen connections and unlock wisdom that answers alone cannot provide. What if your greatest strength isn't what you achieve, but what you're willing to give up? The hero's sacrifice pattern reveals humility as a powerful path forward, not a weakness. We operate on multiple stages: front stage, performing for others; backstage, more relaxed but still performing; and offstage, our private selves. This impression management creates a disconnect between our outward reputation and inward experience. True sacrifice means giving up something valuable for a higher state of living. The Golden State Warriors exemplify this ego-free approach through powerful practices: taking risky shots during practice to build collective confidence, spotlighting teammates rather than themselves, consistently high-fiving regardless of outcome, and maintaining fundamentals despite their elite status. When Giannis Antetokounmpo's top-seeded Bucks were eliminated in the playoffs, his response proved illuminating. It's not a failure, it's steps to success. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? life contains both success and setbacks. What matters is how we sacrifice our ego to grow through both. When the LA Times was bleeding money, Clint Schaff's team generated world-changing ideas. Idea number 47, Start a Podcast, grew into a $10 to $15 million business producing hits like Dirty John with 50-plus million listeners. They succeeded by transforming their pain into co-creative power, focusing on shared passion rather than external solutions. Our brains interpret 80% of daily experiences as negative. We feel losses much more intensely than equivalent gains. Losing $100 hurts far more than finding $100 feels good. This loss aversion creates a cycle that hijacks our subconscious, leaving us addicted to anger and resentment. The solution? Choose to see gains instead. Recognizing gains fills our lives with gratitude, leading to happiness and peace. In The Count of Monte Cristo, Edmond Dantes meticulously plotted revenge after 13 years of imprisonment, only to feel empty after achieving it. He realized his resources were designed for nobler, holier purposes than revenge. What pain might you transform into purpose today? Malala Yousafzai stood against the Taliban's suppression of girls' education, survived being shot, and continued advocating worldwide. Not for personal glory. Stanford research confirms that meaningful lives connect to larger purposes and make positive contributions. Too many people make themselves the mission, focusing on personal branding while neglecting relationships. John Gottman's research shows successful relationships depend on turning toward partners. Making others the mission generates endless energy and develops compassion. Satya Nadella transformed Microsoft's toxic culture through compassion learned from personal experience. When his son Zane was born with cerebral palsy, Satya observed how his wife focused on their son's needs rather than asking, "Why us?" This shaped his leadership philosophy, infusing empathy into his actions. He credits Zane, who passed away at 26, with inspiring Microsoft's accessibility features and teaching him to better listen and amplify other strengths. What if your greatest leadership breakthrough isn't about vision or strategy, but about truly seeing and serving others? Marvel Studios launched the entire MCU with Iron Man by embracing co-creation through improvised dialogue, despite its $200 million budget and unfinished script. Co-creative cultures share fundamental building blocks: shared wisdom, questions with action, deep empathy, passion with compassion, and being powered by principles, purpose aligned with values. Creativity remains the last frontier automation cannot replace. Co-creative leadership functions through geometric principles. The square grounds leadership in values. The circle creates brave spaces for authenticity. And the triangle synthesizes mind and heart. During overwhelming personal struggles, Chris found wisdom in a damaged tree. Touching its bark, he felt connected to its suffering, until he sensed the tree saying, "Look up, look what I get to see." The valley view revealed that the tree's pruning wasn't harmed but healing, removing moldy branches to save it. This epiphany showed that suffering can be part of healing, and we're all connected in a larger ecosystem. True bravery isn't facing challenges alone, but helping each other heal and co-creating together. What might we accomplish if we were brave enough to build together?